This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love being black. I do. I'm not going to lie. I love my color. I love much of my culture. I love walking both sides of the fence, having grown up rich and poor, you know, and in the white world, so to speak, having seen it with my own eyes, being poor and my grandparents working for white folks. But I love being black. I do. We create beautiful children. We have some of the most smoking hot women on the planet. I mean, we have given to this country in ways that I'm just so proud of my people. Wow, we built this great nation. And it's funny to me that, you know, all of that to be proud of, and yet these white leftists want me to feel bad. But... And so they demoralize. They try to demoralize the black folks. Kevin, you were a slave. You got all these civil rights that were against you and laws that prevented you from... Prevented me from what? From being the beautiful black man. Man, I have a smile on my face so big I can't even see straight. It's starting to get my vision, make my eyes little. My smile is so big. I got them high cheekbones, too. Yeah, I got them high Indian cheekbones. Part of my Native American. Yeah, man. Love being black. But I love being American more than I love being black. That's a fact. I love being American. I'm so proud to be an American. To be from this country. The things that we've done. The people that we've saved and freed. The women who have rights. The citizens who have rights. The number of deaths we have prevented. Oh, man, I'm so proud to be American. You couldn't beat it out of me. I'm so proud to be an American. Wow. You ever travel? When you go places and people, oh, you're American. And in the time of Obama, you know, you'd be a little bit embarrassed. But, shoot, man, I'm like, yeah, I'm American. And before that, when I was during the time of Reagan and all that, when I was traveling internationally quite a bit for work, I was like, man, I was so proud to be American. Still am. The only blight in my little timeline of being proud to be an American was during the time of Obama. And I was still proud to be an American. I just wasn't proud of our stupid baby black Jesus president. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Proud to be black, overcoming every... My family, my grandfather is 6th grade education, my grandmother, the first person in our family to graduate from high school, a woman, first one in our family to graduate from high school. My brother going on to get his PhD, finding out all the different things about my family, what we've contributed to society. I was proud and to know what that contribution was to this great country. I watched my family take people in, pick up hitchhikers, give when we didn't have, and so on. That is the American spirit at its finest. Are you kidding me? I love being American. I love being black and American, but I love being American most of all. And having said that, I kind of wish I was white right now. I do. I want to fight for white people. It's funny watching white leftists speak so badly of themselves.
We've suffered from white privilege and we've got whiteness and it's white nationalism.
See, they want to make a distinction. I don't know if you guys have realized it, but white leftists want to make a distinction. Oh, they have white privilege, but they are not white nationalists. No, that is reserved for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you white people. That's what that's all about. Mm-hmm. White nationalists. The left have gone from demoralizing blacks to the point where they believe they can demoralize white folks. They are working on your children to feel bad about who they are, about being born. Something they have no ability to impact. Their birthright. So much so that Rachel Dolezal hated herself. Hated herself. Hated the white part of her. I've always felt black. No, she hasn't. she hasn't. She doesn't suffer from some malady to say, oh, I gotta be black. She suffers from, I know how to get over. And she did. As a black woman, Rachel Dolezal was getting over. That's what my aunt would say. She got over, nephew. Anyway, Tucker Carlson talked about white nationalism.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country would be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax, it's a conspiracy theory used to divide the country and keep a hold on power. That's exactly what's going on.
And Tucker's right. But he's not saying anything that I haven't said. This is where I come back to, being on Fox. It's a hoax. There's so much more to expound upon with white supremacy. There's so many more nuances about it that Tucker needs to develop to say, let me explain why they're doing this. They've demoralized everybody else. Hey, Mexicans, you can't get in. You're separating you from the border. You've been marginalized to just about open border society. You're marginalized about immigration. Mexicans are an amazing contribution to our culture. Amazing contribution. But you know that all the left, you don't want to let your people in. They're xenophobic. They don't like Mexicans. They don't like the Latinos. They don't like the browning of America. They got nothing policy-wise to say. There's nothing they can point at that says it's bad for Mexicans. What has Donald Trump done that's bad for Mexicans? Name me one thing. I'll play a clip in a minute. Lady on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, implied that Trump wanted to exterminate Mexicans. Wow. Because he wants to enforce border policy. This is how crazy it is. Don't buy into this, white folks. Listen to this brother, who happens to be American, happens to be black, tell you, stop letting people talk about your culture. You have nothing to do with the makeup of your DNA. Your parents decided that for you when they hooked up. But you got nothing to be ashamed of or worried about or whatever. Stick with us. Because see, the left doesn't want to give you a home, white people. They want you to feel guilty. They don't want you to have any comfort about who you are. I'm going to take a short break. I will remind you, you cannot spell Democrat without rat. Keep that in mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite 7-Herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crying over you. Crying over you.
Oh, man, during the break, my producer's like, why are you crying? I wasn't crying. I was wiping my eye. You ever wiped your eye and you have, like, salt or some pepper? I was cutting peppers, and I had a little pepper on my finger, and it got in my eye. And my eye, like, I'm start blinking, and it gets red, and these guys accuse me of crying. I ain't crying. I do cry. I ain't gonna lie, though. I cry over movies. I'm emotional over movies. I don't understand me sometimes, because, like, I could just do real serious damage to somebody physically for the wrong, you know, for, like, they attack me or hit my kid or something like that. But in a movie, I'm just a sap. You know, when Brian Piccolo was dying of leukemia, I was like, don't die, Brian. But you know what? I freely admit it. And I think that I've learned this about some, I've seen all types. I've got some friends that are the hardest dudes on the planet that ain't cry for nothing. At least I've never seen them cry. And then there are guys like me, man. I could be at the funeral of, you know, your cousin Ray Ray Nim's best friend. And when I see the family cry, I just cry. Emote with them. It's like part of that emotion. Maybe that's what made me good
in dealing with these boards, and you know, when I was a management consultant, because I could feel what was going on in the room. Does that make sense? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to kjradio.com. kjradio.com. Woo! I'm crying, man. Oh, man, crying. Okay, so I'm crying for two reasons. This is why I was crying during the break, since my producers are saying, you were crying. I was not crying. But here's why I was crying during the break. First of all, I missed National Coming Out Day. I know. I'm going to give you guys a minute to cry listening to the program. Yeah, I'll go on and take a second. I can't give you a minute because it would be too long on the radio. But take a minute. I mean, take a second and cry because you missed National Coming Out Day. You had your chance. Now you got to wait a whole other year. That's right. As you guys know, about 7 or 8 years ago, I came out as not gay. I did. Not gay. And the reason I came out as not gay is I believe people were suspecting it anyway. Yeah, I think they kind of figured it out. They're like, Kevin, you got a woman, you have four, you know, you're with a woman, you have four sons, you know, you have a pit bull as a pet, he's a pound pup, but either way, I had Tyson at the time, and I'm beginning to think you're not gay. I mean, and this is in a world where being gay is a good thing. You know, you when you declare that you are gay, people are like, hey, wait, you are so courageous. And I came out not gay. I'm just saying, it was National Coming Out. Were you guys aware of this? Were you guys aware? It was National Coming Out Day the other day. Yeah. Last week. National Coming Out Day. So, yes, I was crying because I missed it. Technically, I don't have to come out anymore because, as I said, I've already come out not gay. But I hope you will, too. You guys know Facebook shut down my not gay page. And I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement. We had our own flag. It was green, rainbow, like shades of green with three bullet holes in it. Yeah, because we're pro-gun, we're pro-God, and, you know, pro-military. So we had our own flag, and we had our day where we had our Not Gay Pride Day. And we were going to do marches and the whole thing. And Facebook took it down. I had gay people attacking it. And we said, I even said in the, I'm just giving you guys some ideas here, but I even said in the notation, I said, we are not anti-gay. We love our gay counterparts. We're just not gay. and gay people, you're making a mockery. I'm like, how am I making a mockery of what I am? I'm not gay. And man, it just blew their minds. They didn't like it. But also, there's a second reason why I'm crying today.
Because that poor little Swedish girl, she didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. She didn't win it. She didn't win. What was her name? Greta? She didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Instead, they gave it to an Ethiopian. Yeah, do you guys know that? That little girl who went to the UN all angry, Greta, she didn't win a Nobel Peace Prize, and they gave it to an African. Yeah. Apparently, black still trumps white. Ethiopian trumps Swedish. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 in recognition of his efforts to end his country's two-decade border conflict with Eritrea. For the record, there was no country Eritrea. There's Ethiopia. And then Ethiopia got separated. I just want you to have a little history here. Ethiopia got separated a couple decades ago between its Christians and its Muslims. So there was a religious conflict brewing. And, you know, it was massive. I mean, people were killing each other. This is why many people were escaping Ethiopia. I don't want to tell you who was trying to cut off the heads of the others. Okay, I'll let you figure that out for yourselves. But people were having to escape. Anyway, they separated the country, said, Muslims, you take Eritrea. Ethiopians, I think, said, we'll keep Ethiopia. And that'll be that. Anyway, the Norwegian Nobel Institute did not give the award to the Swede, but instead gave this prestigious, and I'm using my finger quotes, award to Abiy, Ethiopia's leader, because he did, they said, they praised his important reforms. Important reforms. Because he is, and to his credit, I'm going to be honest with you, he has really tried very hard to make sure that Ethiopians and Eritreans don't fight each other and stay out of religious conflicts. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's a losing battle because, you know, we are dealing with Muslims here. And as I said, one of my friends came from Ethiopia. It was a funny story because I asked him one time, I said, man, how many countries did you go get through, African countries have you been to? And he says, thought about it, and he goes, three. Including his home country of Ethiopia. And I said, really? I go, where were you? And he goes, in escaping Ethiopia, he went through Sudan and one other country. I don't remember who. But he went through two other countries. Maybe it was Sudan and Kenya or whatever. But he went through two countries in order to get freedom into the United States. Now, why did he do that? Because he was headed home. I think I may have told you guys this story. He was headed home. And his friend stopped him and said, hey, you cannot go back home. The head of your best friend is rolling in the streets near your home. He turned around and escaped. And he said, Kevin, he goes, it took 30 days before I found a lake that I could take a bath in. He goes, I was stinky. Anyway, they've given this guy an award, and they said, because he's trying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The inauguration of Joe Biden set to take place on Wednesday, and the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard says they're taking no chances leading up to the inauguration.
The FBI is scrubbing, the Secret Service gives out the credentials, and then we have other agencies helping with the scrub as well.
Major General William Walker speaking on NBC's Today Show. Worth noting, there have been no specific threats of violence regarding the inauguration.
Security forces in Guatemala clashed with a migrant caravan on Sunday. Between 7,000 and 8,000 migrants left Honduras, headed for the United States to seek political asylum as Joe Biden prepares to enter the White House.
The first thing we will do when we arrive in the United States is find a job.
That immigrant speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to issue many pardons before he leaves the White House. The president has already pardoned over two dozen people. Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing his belief that one of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus goals is achievable.
100 million doses in the first 100 days is absolutely a doable thing.
The coronavirus task force member and one of the nation's top infectious disease experts telling NBC News that we're close to seeing data on vaccines from Johnson & Johnson along with AstraZeneca. Fauci also discusses a new virus mutation that's showing up across the country.
The thing we really want to look at carefully is that does that mutation lessen the impact of the vaccine? And if it does, then we're going to have to make some modifications.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in a strange new world, folks, in a strange time. And I can't let us off the hook as conservatives over this next topic because we've been complicit in some ways. And partly it's because it is changing times. The methods of communication are so many. The interpersonal ability to communicate is just not, it's really not even needed as much anymore. So you could Skype. There's all kinds of video stuff you can do now. I mean, I'm thinking about what represented like the future that I thought I was going to die before I would ever see anything close to this. And it was, one of them was the Dick Tracy watch. Do you guys remember that? Now, you know, something happens. I'm in a meeting. I don't check my phone. You know what I check? I check my Dick Tracy watch. It gives me my emails. It gives me my text messages. I can put a note in there, speak into it and have a note. I can speak into it and it'll send the message back to you. My Dick Tracy watch. Never thought that I would have a watch that I would respond to on my phone. I never thought in my lifetime I would speak through a communication system and be able to look at you. Remember when you saw that type of communication, you thought, that's so far-fetched, like the Jetsons. Remember, I think the Jetsons, you could talk through that thing and it would show the picture. And we were like, man, that's so futuristic. Now it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's where we are. And we feel like we're communicating with people when we respond back by Twitter. Funny story. Now, we all went to hit some golf balls the other day, play nine holes, and I play two, and I catch up with a twosome in front of me, and it's a husband and wife, and they said, go ahead and hit. You know, I'm up on the tee, and they're down the fairway. They said, no, come on, play through. So I hit, get out there by them, and they said, do you want to play through? I said, no, it's a log jam up ahead of me anyway, so might as well play together. So they said, okay, but it was a quick little introduction. They went to their ball, I hit my ball. We end up on the green, and I go over and introduce myself. And hi, I said, hey, my name is, and I said, Kevin. And the guy goes, Kevin Jackson. And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, I am such a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I feel like we know each other and all this. And he knew me. Of course, I don't know him. But he knew me from my TV appearances, which I hadn't been on Fox in ages. But he still remembered me. He goes, no, man, we love your work. He goes, I follow you. And his wife, they want to take pictures, which I find funny. And then he tells me, he says, I saw you on a plane, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was going to go up to you and say something. But he goes, I didn't want to be that guy. I said, it would have been fine. Anyway, people think that that's a friendship. They know you. He was like, I know you, man. We're buddies, right? And you know, I gave my number so we could golf again together and stuff like that. But we're at a time where people know you and don't really know you. You know, they think they know you. In this particular case, the guy does know me. My personality is the same one way or the other. I told him, I said, man, no offense, but I'm not a star, and I don't. If you want to come talk to somebody, go up and talk to them. It's not that big of a deal. They probably would be flattered by it. But all that to say this. I saw this story, and it says 22% of millennials aged 23 to 38 surveyed by YouGov say that they have no friends. 22% have no friends, while a third say they have at least 10 friends. Even if younger Americans are overstating their isolation, the jarring numbers reflect long-term rising trends in loneliness. Studies have indicated that loneliness has myriad negative mental and physical health effects. Now, when you start thinking about these shooters, and you start thinking about all the things that we just talked about, I mean, I want you to understand, this is part of it. The lack of human interaction, the lack of, and by the way, the millennials, when they have their interaction, they can't speak their minds, they can't say what they want to say, because they feel stifled. Have you ever felt like that? You want to know the most frustrating thing in the world is when one of them, for me, is when you're younger and somebody says something along the lines of, you know, like, you're going to talk and they go, hey, it's, it's. And you're like, oh, I got to shut up. Isn't that's just such a dehumanizing feeling. If someone says, Kevin, could you just give us a minute, you know, something like that. That's one thing. When they go, you're like, what? And there's something inside of you that goes, screw you. You're not going to tell me to shut up. In other words, there's a rebellion. I want you to understand that rebellion is happening with many of these kids. They can't speak their minds. They're being told you're politically incorrect if you say this or that. We all have to just be good and get along. They want one emotion, no emotion. That's the one emotion. These people are powder kegs. They said this, strong social relationships support mental health, and that ties into better immune function, reduced stress, less cardiovascular activation. Deborah Umberson, a professor of sociology at the University of Texas, that was what she said in 2015. Get this, 25% of millennials surveyed said they don't have any acquaintances. Folks, forget friends. 22% of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. Now, I don't know whether it's the same control group, the 22% that don't have any friends don't have any acquaintances, or if it's a whole other thing. But either way, a quarter of them don't have acquaintances. 22%, you could almost say another quarter of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. That's just disturbing. Is social media to blame? As the Daily News points out, 2018 study out of the University of Pennsylvania linked usage of apps like Facebook and Instagram to social isolation. Using less social media than you normally would leads to significant decreases in both depression and loneliness. We have a society where, I mean, I'm not blaming leftists for creating Facebook and Twitter and so on. Congratulations to them. I think these are wonderful tools. But these tools must be used in perspective. And what we're learning about them is not only are they causing loneliness and depression, and in my belief, creating these serial killers and these crazy people that are so detached they don't understand human interaction, it also turns out they're biased. Extremely biased. I mean, talk about your double whammy of leftism. Man, that's a lot of folks, people that are having problems in this country that we don't seem to be addressing. Meanwhile, according to Vox, I'm reading this, many 30-somethings have a hard time making new friends as they get older, as their lives become busier and friends move away. So of those people, one-third of the people that have friends, 10 or more friends, they don't know how to make additional ones. You know where those friends come from? And for the record, most people, your strongest friendships come early on in life. where you're bonding and imprinting on one another. Some of my best friends in life remain my buddies from when I grew up in Brady, Texas. All right? Some of my best friends in life are my buddies from when I went to military school in Harlingen. I have great friends that I've made since, but those strongest bonds are really, honestly, with those earlier friendships. Now, I'm not, I mean, my older friends, the ones that I met later in life are going to be, come on, Kevin, because I love them, man. I mean, they're like brothers to me. But I'm saying the majority of my friendships are still from those formative years. But here's the other side of it. Because I didn't have all that social media, and many of you listening to the program didn't, you're easier to interact with people and make friends. It's funny. With my youngest son, one of my things I really pride with him is, look, go out and introduce yourself. Go meet those kids. I remember when he would go to a new school, he'd be kind of, you know, whatever. I took him to a new school. When he left the French immersion school, I took him to another school. And his mom said he just doesn't interact. And I said, I'll go with him. So I went. And I went up and just started talking to the kids. Hey, kid, come here. Little dude. And I started talking to him. I said, have you met my son? No, I said, introduce yourself. And then Collier would introduce himself. And I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd talk to him. And I'd go meet some others. And then they all come up and run around, all these little kids. And I've told this story because all these young black kids were running around me, little boys and girls, like I was bringing ice cream. And then it dawned on me. Most of these kids don't have a father figure. They were happy to see a black man come and interact with them. It was an amazing feeling, honestly. One that I'll never forget. I mean, to this day, I still think fondly about that. But my son adjusted well. And now he can go anywhere. He goes places. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go up to such and such. And he'll come back. Yeah, I got a buddy. Yeah, we played. We did such and such. I got his number. You know, we're going to go do something else tomorrow or whatever. Okay. He made the adjustment. These kids can't do it. These guys can't handle it. Loneliness. They said a paper, it was in 2016, researchers in Germany found a peak of loneliness in a sample of 16,000 Germans around age 30 and another around age 50, and then increasingly again at age 80.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Something wrong here? Gonna break down. You think you are oppressed, black man, and you have the SAT scores of a third grader and get into Harvard? Shut up! Tired of your constant f***ing roasting? All you know how to do is upside my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How you gonna read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is something wrong here because this story, this is crazy. This was in Campus Reform. Jennifer Cabani, she's been on the show. We're going to have her back. But University of Connecticut police arrested two men who were allegedly seen in a viral video reciting a racial slur. For all I know, these guys were just singing rap lyrics. Again, welcome. KJRadio.com, 844 551-8255. The incident occurred on October 11th in a parking lot of an off-campus apartment complex. In the video, there are three men walking through the lot. An individual took the video from the window of an apartment building, according to local media reports. Now, you got to see this video. So, because I will tell you, this looks like a setup. Three guys are walking through the lot. There's a car. I can't even tell who's where the car, which one is supposedly making these racial comments. But three guys are walking through the lot. You can't tell what color they are. I'm guessing they're black. I don't know. Since University of Connecticut, a whole lot of black folks. Maybe it is in Hartford. Anyway, walking through the lot, somebody's yelling something racial. You can hear them go beep 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 beep. You know, like three or four beeps. And somebody just happens to be filming it out of their dorm window, their apartment window. Ah, you feel? That sounds like a setup. They said, and then here's what the college said. There's no First Amendment exception for speech that insults based on race or religion. Negro, please. Muhammad, please. What are you talking about? The First Amendment says you can say what you want. You may not, people, look, I've heard stuff I don't like. Have you? Let me ask you. Look, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, the audience. Okay, let me check, let's check Rwanda, because we got a lot of listeners in Africa in Rwanda. Do you care if anyone says to you? No, seriously, do you care? I mean, somebody says something that you disagree with, or you find personally offensive. What do you do? Oh, man, they shouldn't be able to say that. Look, you can talk about the N-word all you want. I've had women call me gay, but they use the F-word because they were mad. They were trying to get me intentionally, you know, like very upset. And I'm like, whatever, whatever. One lady called me Clarence Thomas. Look, people are going to call you stuff. People are going to say things that you disagree with that you don't like. I have a friend. He made a comment about black people. Serious business. He made this comment. He said blacks don't have the educational capacity because of evolution, the length of time that we have spent being coddled. And I think he's right to a degree. As long as he doesn't think that it's part of our DNA. See, there are people out there that think that black people are inherently stupid because of our DNA. And I think those people are idiots. If I united Africa and got all the best minds of Africa together and put a system together of education like we're putting together at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, Africa would have the smartest people on the planet. The Jewish people, one of my friends wrote to me some story about Jews, and I said, this story's even better than that. I said, do you realize that Jewish people are something like 20% of the Nobel laureates, and they're only 0.2% of the population? And he was, you know, whatever, 2% of the population, 20% of the Nobel laureates. So, you know, and then I gave him some other stats on Jewish people. How many patents do Jews have in comparison to China? China has a bunch of worthless patents. The Jews have patents on technology, innovation, medical, things like that. Amazing people. But I guarantee you, there are things that people will say that'll make you go, seriously, you just said that about Jewish people? But I don't go, oh my gosh, you've offended my sensibilities. I just go, I wouldn't say that. Or I'll correct them. I'll go, well, you might be right on this part, but you're not right on that part. That's what I did with my friend. He's talking about black folks. I said, as long as you don't believe that black people are inherently stupid, I have no problem with what you said. But you're right. We do stupid things. We are leading ourselves into stupidity, and nobody can argue with you about that. Somebody's going to listen to all these shows at some point in the future. My sons are going to make a fortune. And they're going to say, that dude was so far ahead of his time in the way he thinks and how he helped the audience to come to certain things. But anyway, back to this incident. The video prompted the UConn NAACP chapter to pen a letter to the editor of the campus newspaper, calling officials to, quote, fully investigate this incident and apply the proper justice. Now, I want to go back to what I told you earlier. Three guys walking in a parking lot, not even on campus. Car sitting in a parking lot, says something to these three people, apparently students. Person filming the event from an apartment. And we got to have a full-blown investigation. It's kind of like what happened at the University of Missouri. So the guy was a student, was walking on the edge of campus. Somebody in a red pickup truck drove by and yelled the N-word. And two people, two of the two highest-ranking people at the university, got fired. Now, I don't know what in the world they had to do with this story, what happened. Oh, yeah, I do. They had nothing to do with it, but they get fired. So now, UConn's going to go look at this. The Daily Campus is calling on officials to investigate this and apply, and I love this part, proper justice. So they said the two of the three men allegedly seen in the video were arrested under a Connecticut state statute that makes it a crime to, quote, get this, ridicule other persons, ridicule certain persons. And here are the people that can't be ridiculed. Any person who, by his advertisement, ridicules or holds up to contempt any person or class of persons on account of creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race of such person or class of person shall be guilty of a Class D misdemeanor in ridicule. I'm not kidding. You would think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. You can be arrested for ridicule. Now that's Connecticut State. It has nothing to do with the college, even though UConn is taking this seriously. So they've involved the authorities, and they're investigating it, kind of like Chicago PD investigated Jussie Smollett. And here's what I'm going to tell you. No matter who they find, no matter how this went down, this is a hoax. They may all be in it together. I don't know. It's a hoax. It's one of these hoaxes to make people believe that people in Connecticut give a crap about black people, Latino people, women, whatever, and they got to just sit in their car and ridicule them. Now, I'm not telling you it's an impossibility. I've been places where somebody would call you the N-word. My son was telling me the other day, some kid, I forget what he said, but it was offensive. And I just told my son, all you got to do is say, well, that's what I did to your mama, and walk away. That's all you got to do. No matter what offensive they say, just say something involving their mother and walk away. I know you guys are going, that's a terrible way to parent. But what I want my son to understand is let people know they're not going to get you goat, and then go right for the jugular. Go for their mom. Go for their mom. And I know some of you will disagree, but I'm going, no. If somebody wants to be that crass to say something to you about your ethnicity or whatever, don't call the authorities. Talk about their mama. Well, that's why I taught you how to fight. They're not going to do anything. These kids are scared. And here's what gets me. This kid is bothering my son that says, how do you even get to this point? So what I'm getting at, folks, is I know these people exist, but you ignore them. And here's what I'm teaching my son. And the reason why I'm not, if I said, ooh, well, that's terrible. You need to go tell your teacher. Okay, don't handle your own scandal. Go tell the authorities. Go get a whole posse of people investigating, right? Or you handle yourself and you grow up. I mean, at 12, 13 years old, once you learn that you can handle your own stuff, by the time you're 15 or 16, guess what you're doing? You're handling your own business. You're becoming a man. You're saying enough is enough. You know, it's amazing that this has got any kind of coverage.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.